We are learning Maseches Bo Metzia Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Four lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabban, Hasoicher Es Hasvinos, similar to the case before Chamar, but a little bit different. We'll see. Hasoicher Es Hasvino, V'tovel Avachatzia Derech. A guy hired a Svina, and he had wine on it. He was bringing wine from Italy to Spain, and it got sunk halfway through the Derech, it sunk. And the shaila is who has to pay now. Now, Tosis points out there's no tzad here paying half the derech here. Because, like Tosis said before, one of Pshat Torah, I can sell the schayra. Here I can't sell the schayra. It's in the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Obviously, I can't sell it. And also, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, you can't find another one to pick up the wine and bring it to the next one. It's just not the game. So the shaila is not about half here. There's no tzad paying half. The shaila is like this. If you paid already, do you get your money back? And if you didn't pay, could he charge you money? That's the question. So, if he gave the full price of the way, he doesn't get it back. If he doesn't get it back, he doesn't give it. Which means the muchzik holds on to his money. Whoever's holding on to the money right now keeps it, because the mind says the oinus happened, and you know, no one can mechayev the other one.
And the wine is
just sure
the bottle of wine.
Yeah, the wine's gone. What's the case? If the rental contract went like this, I am renting this Svina, you're renting me this Svina, and I'm bringing wine on it. So, if I gave the money, why can't I take it back? Let him say, have this Svina, so I don't know my Svina. Everybody says, Yayin Stam, so he says, what do you mean? I have more wine. Where's the Svina? Give me a Svina. Oh, you're not giving me a Svina? Then give me back my money. Because here, if I have wine to use, and the contract was to transport my wine, wherever it is, any wine, so then I can still taina, I'm ready, I have the wine ready, where's your svina? So Ella, the case is, b'svina stam v'yayin zeh. Stam, I'm hiring a svina, and here is, and it's yayin zeh. So mloy nasan, if you didn't pay yet, amal yitin, why doesn't he have to pay? Let the baal svina say, look, I'm going to supply you with a svina, where's your wine? So amal yitin. Neymar, let him say, in top on base here, Neymar, have the Huchamra, and I'm saying a Svina. Bring me that wine, it's the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea, and I'll bring you a Svina. So, in any case, if one of them is ready to Makayim the contract, then he could say, give me the money. So, what's the case of it? So, our Papa, Loimus Kachasla, Elabus Svina, Zuva, Yayin Zed. The case was that the hire was this boat and this wine. And since he says Zev is Zen, they're both not here anymore, so now we're in the Matziv of. It's just like a oinus, and therefore the yad toiveya ala tachtoina, because the other guy says it's not my fault and you didn't have your wine, so therefore it the loch is that whoever who's holding on to the money keeps it. But the fear is always of v'spina stam v'yayin stam cholkim. But if they're both ready, they both technically could supply with a new spina, a new yayin, and they don't want to, then they're cholkim, because there, you could tie it to the Baal Svina. Here, give me a Svina. I have wine, give me a Svina. And if he doesn't want to, and you don't want to give wine, so then it's Cholkim. Because there, they both have ability to Mekayim the Tanai. And if you don't want to, so then the Allah is that's Cholkim. Like Rashi speaks out, Cholkim, in the guy who's in Kibel Yachzer Chatzi. If he got the money ready, he gives back half. Im Loin Osan Yidin Chatzi, why? They both could be mashum now. If he doesn't want to give back half the money, so do it tonight. So Akaponim, the case over here, they both don't want to do it, so then they both have ability to mekayim it, they don't want to, then it's chalkim. Then you split the wages or the price that I cost to take it across. Tanu Rabbanu, Hasoicher Es Hasvina, someone hires a boat, and Lamaisa, halfway through, so they decided, the guy's taking his stuff over. Lamaisa, he's on a boat, he's going from Italy to Spain. Lamaisa, they get to France, which is halfway. The guy says, you know what, let's stop in France, I'm selling my stuff here. So halacha is, and the Baal Svina only gets half the derech, and he's stuck now in France. He only has terumas. So Lamaisa says, what's the case? Here we're talking about from the owner's side. So you can find another customer from France to Spain. What's big deal? If you like a mashal guru, if you don't find anyone, cool agarbay shlumin. Mind you, hired me to Spain. You can't just pay half, leave half the way. You can't do that. So you can find another customer from France to Spain. So Elamai is the terumas. Why do you have terumas? Mishum rafsa the svina sa. Because the weakening of the svina, when you bring up packages and off packages onto the svina, it creaks and croaks, and it's not good for the svina. It was wood svina those days, and it's not good for the svina to have an extra load coming in and off. So here, you're right, I'm getting the same money now from Italy to Spain, but I had to stop in France, unload this load, and put on a new load. That's not good for the boat, and therefore, I have tarumas. Freight the Gemara, it's more than tarumas. Yachi, tainan samayasi. You should have a full-fledged taina now. A full-fledged taina. Minus the gabe. There's a mom and child here, because you're taka ruining my boat. So it's more than just a taina of tarumas. You're ruining my boat. And the chayyot, the handle is a grama garmi. It's like, well, garmi. It's like, mamash, you're ruining the boat. Mechadais. So why shouldn't you have to pay money? Why is it only the rumors? So the Gemara, elamai parka. What does it mean, parka? It says here, parka b'chas derech. You know what it means? The parka l'teuni b'gavei. That, like Rashi explains, that you added on more in the middle of the way. And Rashi says like this. First of all, it's in parka. Parka means like you would pirate it from the beach and put it onto the boat. And Rashi says, this is Red Rashi inside. Parka latuna begave, bechatia derech hoisiv losis ba chavilos. Halfway through, you stop to add on chavilos. Shoyle sham. Vahu histe metchila lekach. And he made it to the beginning that I might want to add stuff. Lita mesoycha kasu yirtsev. Aschau fichas ben amasoys. And I said, I'll pay you a little more. Vaderech. Chenoys lo ischar tesef es amasoy. Chazi derech. So, like this, Rashi explained like this. You made up, I might want to stop in France to add stuff on. The guy said, okay, no problem. They stop in France, and they added on more stuff. He pays a little extra for that. They go on to Spain. So what's the problem then, right? For the Gemara, my tarum is, what's the taina? And for the Gemara, I'm from Shinu Daita. First of all, the driver says, I thought I'm going to go straight, and now I have to stop, and, you know, it's taking much longer the trip. I'm not happy about that. Inami l'ashli seira. Or another time it could be is because you need bigger ropes now because now the ship will be heavier. You have to stay more to the middle of the sea, and therefore you need different ropes to make sure you stay in the middle of the sea. So that was his taina. His taruma saw because of shinui haderech, and now it's to be shinui daita, to be longer now, and also ashli yaseira. So everything's good. It's a peli. He asked the permission, huh? He asked the permission. What's going on over here? So if you look at Taisa Avinu Peretz over here, that's in the back of the Gemara that Moshe bought for me. It says it like this. Veloy nera, zok the Torah of my parents. The kivon de hisna imam mitchila my taroy mesika alaha. He made up a tanai with him. What exactly is the tanai? Did we make that up? Veoid kosh, losham parko le mas machi. Losham parko also doesn't sound like it. So my parents does not like Rashi. So the Tosis brings down a different pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosis brings down a different pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. And the pshat, and the Rebbe Peretz also brings a new pshat, that means a different pshat. Now I'll read you inside a little bit. Tais the Rasul the Parke. But Rebbe Nechanan al Pirish, the Parke Latuna, Shemocha Schar, the case was, I'll tell you the outside is better, that the case was, with Taisvis and the Rebbe Peretz, that Parke Latuna means that halfway through a trip, you sold your stock to a new owner, to a new guy. So basically, when we stopped in France, we didn't switch the packages, but we switched the owners, because he sold his whole load to someone else. Now, there's a new guy on boat who's the owner of the whole Schaira, and you also have to bring his luggage on. So, what's the tarumas? The tarumas are, so really, what's the tainus? The tarumas are, Shina Daita, I don't get along with this guy, the new guy. I don't get along with him. That's a Shina Daita. Inami l'ashle ropes, because when I bring in the guy's suitcases, also I need extra ropes. That was the whole tainus. It's not a small taina, that's the only tarumas. Because it's not a real taina. Taina, first of all, I don't like the new guy. Okay. That's only tarumas. And the second thing is that you have to have ropes to bring in the suitcases. So that's the two things. That's the way Taisha learns. Hold the pshat and answers both kashas. There's no reshus there, and no the parki lashon is good also, because he was mefarik himself and brought someone else on. So tomorrow, by the Torah, you hire a chamor to take you somewhere. So it seems like from this gemara that the chamor, two people rode on a chamor together. That's what it seems like to me. So here, Soicher, the one who's renting, Maniach Alek Susa, he can bring along with him his clothing, Vleganusa, his water bottle, I think it is, and the Mazonis of the Derech. They can bring with him the whole trip. The trip is a week trip, he can bring a week worth of food and drink, and he can bring his clothing. Mekave Alek, more than that, Chamar Makavalov says, no, you'll buy when you get there. And the Chamar, the driver, he brings Sa'ir Mataven for the behemoth to eat. He only brings one day's worth of Mazinus. And every time they stop at night, he has to buy more mezainis. The seich is, says, no, you can't bring one. What, you know, and why does he care? Why does the seich care what you bring? Bishlam and the chamar cares what you bring because I don't want it to be too heavy, ruin the chamar. But what do you care for what I bring? What does the seich is? The mefarshim said, the reason is, Rabbi Yonasan, I think, says this, because he wanted to go quicker. So therefore he says, I don't want you to bring all your stuff. But the Gemara's question is, that why is that, it's not fair. The renter could bring food for the whole trip. The chamar only could bring one day. The Gemara's kasha. Hey, chedav. If you could find to buy in every stop you take, chamar namalakev. So the chamar say, soicha, you only bring one day's worth of food. You'll eat in the restaurant when you get there. Read loishiach lemizvan. And if you don't, you can't find to buy, soicha namalakev. So why does the soicha stop the chamar from bringing? He needs food also. He's not going to eat. Amra papa, loitzricha, shiach lemitrach. It's possible when you get in a stop to go buy food. You have to look around and find where to buy. Like Rashi says, you have to ask. Lachzor v'lishol be'ir mi'moich v'zayir. You have to go ask. And it wasn't, you know, they didn't have Google Maps those days. You have to ask around who could sell me this. It's all a pain in the neck. So what's the chiluk? So what's the chiluk? Chamar darkel mitrach mizven. Chamar, he's used to that. That's, you know, that's the way he does things. But he knows how to do it. Soicher. The renter is not this derech, and therefore we allow him to bring food for the whole way. Good? Yeah? What's the shaila? Very good. Turn up on. Just making sure that I'm listening, but the tomorrow is as easy as it comes. Turn up on. If you rent the chamar, the rest of the omen will be easy. Turn up on. If you rent the chamar, and you say, a man will be riding it. Lo yisir kavala isha. You're not allowed to have an isha ride in it. And the reason is that isha rides heavy, which means the Gemara Pesachim says that when an isha rides a chamar, they sit with both legs on one side. They sit like sideways on the chamar, they don't split their feet. And therefore, it's a much harder load for the chamar when it's overweight on one side. And therefore, lo yisir kavala isha. But if you rent it for isha, rechavala isha, because the isha is lighter. And the Bryce is right. Isha ben gedol ben katana. If you hire it for isha, it could be say a big isha or a small isha. If a film or beres, if a film anika. Like Tosfos speaks out by a ish, you don't have to teach us that ben katana ben gadol, because it's very shchiach for gavri to be big. It's very, a large man is very common. A large isha is not as common, and so the chiddush is that you're allowed to ride on it. Say gedol say katana. A film or beres, if a film anika. Even Mubaris and even Manika means a Manika with his baby, with her baby. So Freyti Gemara, Hashta Manika Amrit, Mubaris, if you tell me that Manika is allowed, so of course the Mubaris. Of course Mubaris is allowed. Why do I have to say both? Why do I have to say both? So that's Mubaris Kasha. I went into someone to ask the other Kasha, so why by Bang Gdola Bang Tana, why there? Just say Gdola, of course Tana. That the first man answered that. Since that's a derech of way of talking, say big, say small, that's normal. But Mubaris Manika is repetitive. If you say you're allowed to take a Manika, of course Mubaris. Omra Papa, Mubaris, Vihi Manika Kamar. Talking about Mubaris and she's nursing. A chayich, which is a good question. It's not chayich going to the Gemara. So I wanted to answer that just means that she has a baby. She's Mubaris and she has a baby. She's in a stage of Manika. The first 2 years after the baby is called Manekas. She's a Manika. She has a baby. That's what I want to taina. If you find the turret somewhere, let me know. But that's what I think the pshat is. So the Gemara. So Omar Abaya. So I'll speak this outside first. It comes from Tosfos of Pshat. I'm going to tell you that L'chaira, what's the chiddush of Mubaris? You just finished saying that a Gedoyla is Mutter, right? So Mubaris is a Gedoyla. You look at a Mubaris, she's a Gedoyla. Zogta Gemara, the chiddush is like this. Muberes, it looks like a 150 pounder. It's more than 150 pounds. Because a Uber is dead weight. If you see the same size woman like the Muberes is heavier. Because the baby is dead weight. And that's why it's a chiddush to say Muberes. And so, Omar Bayis, Shma Mino, Binosa, when you buy a fish, a kreisa takla. The stomach gives a lot of weight. Lemainaf gimme like a memka. Like Rashi explains. That if it has a big stomach with garbage in it, don't buy it. because it's not meat that's heavy. It's the dead weight that's inside it's heavy. Just like Mo'baris, the part that's not part of the body, which means natural fat has a certain weight. But when you have other thing in there that's dead weight, that makes it weigh more. And therefore, Lamekamemka, don't buy that big fish. We see from this Gemara that Mo'baris is heavier. And I'm getting this aside from this Gemara, from this Taisvis. It comes from Taisvis. Taisvis has a little different gersa, but this aside that it's heavier comes from this Taisvis. That the masa of the Mo'baris is more. Like, we look at the last few words of Taisvis. Shema mino, the gasa machmas ibor, kveda, it's heavier, yoysa me gasa machmas atzma, ke uba machbed. The uber is heavier.